True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Do the first postseason KM to AM. That's an L. It's not a good feeling. But this isn't 2021. What's 9 plus 10? 21? It's not 2021. Like, this is not a one-game wild card. We're not done yet. I think we ain't done yet. Now, it sucks to lose the way that the Yankees lost tonight. We're going to talk all through it and around it. Paulie said there's already 75 calls. I bet. I was on Twitter. I'm like, we're about to take a bunch of calls tonight because that's part of this game. We don't get to play in that game. This is where we get to play. So dial 888-808-1019. We're going to talk all about it. Shout out to everybody I saw at the stadium. I was there live. Beautiful sunset. Beautiful Yankee fans. Shout out to the Yankees for blocking Red Sox fans from buying tickets. Yeah, I saw that. People were, oh, Keith, what do you think about this? I like it. I appreciate it. Ticket prices weren't crazy. And when the Red Sox had success in there, you didn't hear a loud roar. Yeah, Yankee Stadium is located in the Bronx, New York. Sales to this event will be restricted to residents of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. Thank you. Thank you. See you there tomorrow. And the next day, because now with Rodon on the mound, now putting your best players in the lineup, you have to force a rubber match. So let's go back. What we were also talking about last night. Last night, I hit you with Jack Curry's lineup that pretty much we knew if Jack Curry's tweeting out the lineup, this is the lineup, folks. Accept it, understand the method, the analytics, the purpose, the reason behind it. Hindsight is 2020. I'm going to say that so many times, and I'm going to say that 20 times tonight. Hindsight is 2020. That lineup is great if it works. It didn't work. They had two on in the first inning, and I'm like, yo, here we go. We're getting to him early. We have to get to him early. This is his first postseason start. Have to get to him early. And what happened? You down with LOB? Yeah, you know me. I'm like, bro, had the place going. Goldie knock. MVP, MVP, knock. And then after that, it's like, okay, my mind was just stuck on like, that's going to loom large. And it did. It loomed large. I'm thinking about this lineup, and I'm thinking about how Amed Rosario was barely playing. You know, in the series against Minnesota, I took a call from Steve from Valley Stream, who was out there, and he said, you know, Amed Rosario's on the end of the bench. He looks sad. He looks like he's not having a good time. I'm like, yeah, that's Unk. He's usually got the energy, right? But he probably wants to play because Caballero was getting an opportunity to play shortstop, right, with Volpe getting the cortisone shot and struggling. Follow me here. Then Amed Rosario, you know, I know he homered against the Red Sox. I know he's literally here to hit left-handed pitching, but man, I understand when Jazz is turning his back to the media, going through his wardrobe, going through his little closet in his locker, and kind of just like, what do you want to talk to me for? I got in the game as a defensive replacement in the eighth inning. I got one at bat. Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm an all-star this year. I'm a 30-30 guy this year. I went through the battle to the World Series last year. I'm the one talking about putting a ring on my finger. I'm the one talking about winning 28. I'm the one talking about winning the division, which we didn't do. Jazz, I'm sure, is frustrated. Prince of the City wanted to play tonight, but they elected to go with Amed Rosario at second base. It didn't work. It didn't work. You know, these are little things you think about when Ben Rice has a viral picture I posted on my Twitter, at Keith_McPherson. I said, you think Ben Rice didn't want to play tonight? You think that didn't mean something to him? A kid that grew up in Massachusetts, a Yankees fan surrounded by Red Sox fans, you think he didn't want to get some swings in? You think that he didn't want to get in that game late? I thought about it late, too. Obviously, Goldie got on, so you're not pinch-hitting him for Goldie, and you're also not pinch-hitting him for Wells. They feel more comfortable with Wells in a tight game behind the plate than Ben Rice. We've seen Ben Rice, some of his struggles blocking the ball, pass balls. It is what it is. I understand it. But when Goldie can't score twice from third base, I'm thinking, man, what if that's Ben Rice? It's a little bit more athletic, a lot younger. Maybe we can put some pressure there. Maybe, I don't know. It's a game of inches. These are the little things that are going to play in your head, and hopefully we just play this game here tonight and have the conversation and then flush it and wake up tomorrow and it's Carlos Rodon versus Brian Bello. It's a must-win game. You are facing elimination. You must get to the rubber match. 888-808-1019. Starting with the lineup, play your best. Play your best. It works until it doesn't. It looks good until it doesn't. We're not facing Trevor Rogers. This is not a regular season game. This is Garrett Crochet. He owns the Yankees. He is an owner. He's a part owner. I don't know what his stake is, his equity, but he owns the New York Yankees. 11 Ks, and I think I stopped counting. He retired 10 in a row after Volpe solo shot, and I stopped counting. I don't know. I think Paulie said it one of the 16 times. It didn't matter. It didn't matter. Because a couple things. What I felt like with Garrett Crochet, who's a monster, he's a beast on the mound. I felt like they were leaving Crochet in to flex to prove a point. And when I say they, Alex Cora, 117 pitches, I think is the most he's ever thrown in a game. This is a guy pitching in his first postseason appearance. And I felt like Alex Cora was flexing on Aaron Boone and the New York Yankees saying, this is a different season. This is do or die. You get eliminated. You push your ace. You put your starter out there and you leave him out there. He's a workhorse. You take your guy out, I'm leaving my guy in the ring to battle. Chess match. You're playing checkers. We're playing chess. And I know what you're going to call about because I see everybody already calling. And that is the biggest part of the game. That is the MLB turning point, the turning point of the game where they really started playing chess on the Red Sox side and checkers on the Yankee side. Max Fried was getting squeezed all night. It was frustrating as hell. I'm like, are we not going to get these borderline calls all night in our building? Curveball, it's right there. ABS ASAP. Oh, it can wait. Automatic balls and strike system next year. All season on WFAN at night. I've been telling you, we're going to get to the postseason. And we're going to need it. We're going to absolutely need to challenge these calls. Because strikes are going to turn into balls. Strikeouts are going to turn into walks. Runners are going to get on base. Pitchers are going to labor. I think Fried had a 24-pitch inning. And it's like these things matter, especially for the New York Yankees, that triple-digit number. When we get to 100 pitches, oh, no, it's the witching hour. Oh, 100 pitches. Hold on. 100 pitches. There is no tomorrow. 100 pitches doesn't matter. Didn't we see Max Fried this year go up to 120? 100 pitches doesn't matter to me. Leave him in. He gave nothing up. You opened the door. You realize that, right? That was the turning point. And hindsight is 20/20. But Luke Weaver is 50/50. Luke Weaver being the first guy to come through the bullpen door, he is not a guaranteed lock. He is not someone this year that you could say he's been lights out. Last year is last year. It's way over. He's a different guy this year. He's halfway to Queens. David Stearns was watching that game saying, I'm signing that guy. We'll put him in our pitcher. I'm sorry. I have to do these things, Paulie. You just already know it. Luke Weaver is going to be in a Met uniform. 888-808-1019. He can go. I was saying weeks ago he could go. He's not coming back. He hasn't been the same. And when you take out Max Fried to go to Luke Weaver, you come down a few notches. Max Fried after the game said he had more to give. And in the stadium, when they took Fried out, I said, okay, he did his job. And you know what I thought they were going to tell us? Hey, you know, his pitch count got over 100, 102, and I knew they were going to say that. And I don't care about that in the postseason. You can't, what are you pitching for? November? December? This is the end.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To the road. But I had thought, because he beat Durant to the bag, and you know, he's an athletic guy. He fields his position great. He's an athlete. But I thought maybe he would be huffing and puffing. I'm like in a 107 area when that happens. I can't see if he's huffing and puffing. But I went back and looked. He wasn't huffing and puffing. He wasn't tired. He wasn't exhausted. And Boone didn't have a conversation with him before that inning to say, oh man, are you laboring? No, the conversation with Boone and Fried was, go get one more batter. Why? Why one? Why one? Go one to one to one. Go batter to batter to batter. No? You were in a rush to take the ball out of Max Fried's hand, right? Your ace with 19 wins, your best pitcher, the best guy that we have. You were in a rush to take the ball out of his hands and go to Luke Weaver, who's not going to be here next year. Max Fried signed an 8-year contract here. I don't know, bro. In hindsight, it looks bad. At the time in the stadium, we're just hoping for the best. But what happens? You know, you're facing the bottom of the order. And Sedan Rafaela, I knew I had a bad feeling. The 8 hitter, Sedan Rafaela, he goes up 0-2 on him. But then it's an 11-pitch at bat. He's fouling it off. He's working. I'm just like, oh, here we go. Here we go. This is how it starts. And, I don't have to recap it for you guys. It's just like, in a game of inches, in a game of little moves, the Red Sox win those games. That's their 10th win against the New York Yankees this year. And I'll tell you this. Alex Cora outmanages Aaron Boone every time. Even if he doesn't win, there are little things that he does. And it's going to be a stain on Aaron Boone's resume if our rival, the Boston Red Sox, with Alex Cora, knock the Yankees out and end their season in 2018, 2021, and a third time in 2025. So when Sogar doubles in the game of inches again, we're looking at Judge. Judge gets to that ball, but their advanced scouting tells them, you challenge Aaron Judge. The little things. Judge's arm is better, but it's not the cannon that Aaron Judge usually has. So he's not able to get the throw there. Little things like this in the game, I'm like, oh, we are starting to bleed a little bit. That solo shot wasn't beating anybody. And let's go back. Before we go too deep into anything, let's remember that, like, this game ended 3-1. Shout out to Cortisone Tone. Put some respect on Anthony Volpe's name. He came to play. A kid that you didn't even want in the lineup starting. A kid that you didn't even want on the roster. A kid that you ripped and rode for months. He came to play in the first wild card game in Yankee Stadium. He took Garrett Crochet deep. Oppo Taco. He had another knock. He got on base dancing on Crochet, then dancing on Chapman. and got awarded second base. Anthony Volpe came to play. The rest of these guys, a lot of them went quiet. It wasn't good enough. One run's not beating anybody. Let's check the scores around Major League Baseball today. You know what's funny? The Tigers played the Guardians, and that score was stuck in my head walking into the stadium today. I'm like 2-1, and all I could think about was Tarek Skubal, and I'm like, wait, we could lose to them 2-1 with Crochet on the mound. We lose 3-1. David Bednar's first postseason appearance. Our closer, who, hey, the lights are bright as they can get right now. National television, ESPN is in here. And Alex Bregman is in here, a nemesis, a Yankee killer, consistently. You know that. You're going to pitch to Alex Bregman, he's going to get a knock. He's going to do damage. He's cold-blooded. He's literally here to kill the New York Yankees. So I just looked at that game as like, I'm calm, but like, I've seen this before. I've seen a lot of these little things before. You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at the Red Sox like, yo, we're lucky they didn't actually get that Joe Ryan trade done. Because I do think the Yankees still have a shot here. I do think the Yankees have a shot to get to Brian Bale with their best hitters in the lineup. You left 26 home runs. You left 26 home runs on the bench from Ben Rice, who won you the last game, who has been super hot. The Yankees' 8-game winning streak ends. It's a new season. You left 30-plus home runs from Jazz on the bench. 31 home runs from Jazz on the bench in favor of analytics matchups against a guy that's going to dominate you regardless. Put your best hitters in there. Go down with your best in the lineup. Guys that have been through the war, been through the battle with you, guys that have played every day and have come through. 888-808-1019. I've said enough. I'm going to keep talking about this all night. There's a bunch more that I can add. All I was doing in there was writing notes on every little thing. All I was doing was just critiquing all of these little things. The umpire is going to squeeze you, and you got to overcome it. Max Fried did. Got double plays, strikeouts, got out of innings. But then he got the ball taken out of his hand, and the bullpen folded. Shout out to Fernando Cruz. Shout out to Devin Williams. Shout out to Tim Hill. They did their job, but now what happens tomorrow? Rodon has to go 6-7 innings, 6-7. Rodon's got to go 6-7 innings, and then they got to be better tomorrow. Or your season ends.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon.
Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.